This is very interesting. If you're just tuning into the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now 100.9, we're talking to Obadiah. Calling in today for Freak Show Friday is a real life vampire.
Yeah, that's what he says.
He informed us about this shipping company that he works for. He does the third shift.
Yeah, he said the United Parcel Service.
Yes. So you might have heard of UPS. Very, very interesting. Okay.
I want to go back to Obadiah. You said something about feasting on the blood of mammals, and we kind of skipped over that, but I need to go back.
Yes. What information can I give you on that?
Well, how do you get animals and, like, suck their blood? I mean, what? Everything. Just tell me everything.
Well, I have, over the centuries, have become acquainted with some very generous butchers. I have lived in more rural areas where I may hunt mammals on my own. I keep an ample supply of blood and plasma in my refrigeration unit here at home. And, yes, I've sustained myself quite well.
Wow.
Now, with vampires, I think it's stereotypical, and this is why you're kind of calling in. One thing you're addressing is you're tired of all these negative stereotypes. Just people don't know what they're talking about with vampires, Obadiah. Is it something that you guys always suck from the neck? Is that where you're drawing the blood, or do you do like a vein in the arm? I got to figure there's like a big artery there, or, I mean, what about the butt? That's a big juicy piece of meat.
All of what you've said is factually correct and can apply to animals. I will clarify, the misconceptions about vampires are rampant. And no, I have never feasted on a human. It is something I do not do.
But do you want to?
Oh, if I may be honest, I have had the temptation. But no, I have not.
Wow.
If you were to suck on Alex's blood... Which is very unhealthy. It's full of chicken nuggets and apple juice.
Do you prefer vegans? Are you a gluten-free vampire?
Well, I have feasted on the blood of predatory animals and vegetarian animals, you know, omnivores and herbivores and carnivores. And there is a different taste to each one, correct? Yes. It is a preference.
What are your teeth like?
Clean. Very clean. It's something I take great pride in.
Wow!
Wow! You must have a good dental plan, then. That's a lot of wear and tear on 300-year-old fangs.
Absolutely. Prevention is key. Prevention is key. As you can imagine, at the beginning of my life, dentistry was quite primitive.
Do you think that if people saw you walking down the street, they would know that you were a vampire? I mean, are you really pale? Do you wear a lot of dark clothing, cloaks?
Yes, I tend to dress more conservatively. My fashion sense transcends the centuries, so to an occasional person, I may get a second glance. However, I only venture out at night, so it is not as conspicuous as you might think.
All right, I don't know. This is kind of a thing where sometimes you don't out other people. Like if I was a gay guy and I knew that producer MYK was gay, it's not my right to say, oh yeah, he's gay, if he didn't want that out there. Is there something that you could do, Obadiah, that you could maybe tell us about who other people might be that are vampires among us?
Are there celebrity vampires?
Well, I will say yes to that. I will not reveal their identity directly, but however, I will play along and provide you some clues.
Okay.
All right, let's play a game.
It is, I've lost track of time. I'm not sure how old you were at this time, but there was a fitness celebrity some 30 to 40 years ago who is a vampire.
A fitness celebrity.
Wait, okay. Was it Jack LaLanne, the juicer guy? He did fitness
Jane
stuff.
Jane Fonda.
Suzanne
quite flamboyant. You don't see very much of him any longer. What a lot of people aren't aware of is most of his productions and promotional videos were produced overnight. He never has been seen in the daytime.
Well, there's that podcast about Richard Simmons being missing or whatever, right?
Oh, Richard Simmons! He doesn't leave his house. There's been a whole conspiracy about why he hasn't been leaving his house.
Obadiah, is it Richard Simmons?
I will not confirm it. However, I will not deny it.
Oh, Richard Simmons is a vampire!
Holy crap!
This has been one of my favorite Freak Show Fridays, I think, ever. I mean...
Informative as hell.
You really believe. I don't understand how you don't die, but I believe it because you believe it.
I do believe it. I have lived it.
All right. Well, Obadiah, I think if you can try to build up a tolerance, I would try a little bit of garlic bread. I feel like you've been missing out for 300 years. It's something you might want to take a bite of. Just a little bit at a time. You might be like, oh my God, I can't believe I've been missing out on this.
I have heard they've done wonderful things with Brett.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and once again, thanks to Obadiah coming on. He's a real-life vampire for Freak Show Friday. Thank you, Obadiah.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wow.
My mind is blown.
317-239-1009 if you want to call in. I already see we got a couple of people. Miranda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about Obadiah, a real-life vampire?
I just want to see a picture of this guy, and I don't know if, like, that's possible, because apparently vampires can't be photographed.
Same.
But I have got to know what this man looks like.
Wait, I don't know much about this. Vampires cannot be photographed? Why?
I think they don't show up. I think if you try to photograph one.
Yeah, they don't have a reflection or something, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like the mirrors and stuff.
Oh, okay, the mirror thing makes sense. All right, wow.
But that's like a reflection, so can they have a picture of them?
I don't know. We need some vampire experts.
Yeah. I know the Amish can't have pictures taken.
They can't?
If you guys know any vampires, snap us a pic at Joe and Alex Show and send it in.
Does he have a Snapchat? Like, how does this operate?
So many questions that we should have asked.
Dang it, Miranda. We should have talked to Miranda before we got to talk to Jebediah.
What's his name? Sorry.
Obadiah?
Jebediah?
Yeah, he's not
that what you
on the phone.
I think he's an Amish vampire. I think his name's really Jebediah. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Wow. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Nick's high.
My goodness. So I work for UPS as well, and I'm going to have to look and see if we got maybe the werewolf and the creature from the Black Lagoon, so we can get a family pic or something.
Oh, my God.
Nick, you said it wrong. It is the United Parcel Service.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. United Parcel Service. I forgot. I got to change that on my shirt here.
Yeah, that's
Nick, do you have any people that you work with that are kind of a little off, a little strange, pale maybe?
Oh, man, they're a dime a dozen in there. I'm currently a driver, but there's some of the preloaders that come in like late night like that, and
yes,
you'll see them. Some of them are different breeds, man. Like,
maybe you've met him.
Yeah, they're vampires.
I'm sure I have. He sounds familiar, that voice. if it's who I think it is, yeah, he's a... Oh, man, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That's not garlic. That's cocaine. Hey, Nick, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We'll get to some of your tweets next about Obadiah, a real-life vampire.